This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome, everybody, to this call of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance on the Friday, 2nd of March, 2018. The time is 14:04 UTC. And today we're going to be dealing with setting our agendas for the public meeting that we have in San Juan, and also for the, if we have time, hopefully we will have time, for the WISIS forum session that will take place immediately after the ICANN meeting. Let's get a roll call going, please. Deirdre is running the call today. So Deirdre, could we please have a roll call of who's on the call, please?
Yes, of course. We have Hector. Would you like last names as well? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar. Just first.
No, just full, just list the names, please, to the record.
Hector Manoff, Jim Prendergast, Judith Hellerstein, Mary Udema, Nigel Hickson, Olivier Crispin LeBlanc, Shirdev Rayamjahi, I'm sorry if that's pronunciation, Tinia Suto, and Veni Markowski.
Thank you. And who is on the 408 number?
This is a connection, just an, part of the Global Meet Adobe Connect.
Ah, okay, thanks. Have we missed anybody else in the roll call?
I don't see anybody. Nobody's responding. No hands up.
It doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
So the roll call is complete. Thank you and welcome. So the first thing is a review of the last conference call action items. There's only one action item, and I wondered where we were on this, which was for staff to look into a calendar of Internet governance events. I've noticed that on our set of pages, the calendar is way out of date. Do we have an updated one? Has any updated one been created?
Yes. Good afternoon. It's Nigel here. Yes, we've got a draft which we've been looking at in the last couple of days. We shared it with Matthew Shears. I'll see if he had any comments on it. I'll now share it after this call with the CCWG for input. So we're well on our way to having something, and we'll certainly have it for the not a final version, but we'll have an updated version for the meetings in San Juan.
Okay, thank you very much, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. Let's then go to agenda item 3, designing the agenda of the meeting, of the public meeting. In fact, on the agenda at the moment, we have two links, one to the public meeting and one to the face-to-face meeting. I'm thinking that the face-to-face meeting is pretty straightforward, and it's one that follows the same sort of line as we've done in the past. So this discussion with the board working group on Internet governance, then we would hopefully have received by then some revisions, proposed revisions to the charter of the CCWG. Well, it would be actually the CCEG at that point, the Cross-Community Engagement Group on Internet Governance. We've spent about 20 minutes on this. Then we can spend 15 minutes on planning for WISIS Forum. And it might well be that because we might not get a lot of revisions yet to the charter, we make the proposed revisions to the charter slightly shorter, and we make the planning for WISIS Forum 2018 slightly longer, depending on how far we've gotten with that. And then we can do a brief look ahead to main activities and issues and any other business. So that's the face-to-face meeting in San Juan. Are there any comments or questions on the face-to-face meeting?
Olivier, if I may, I've sent the draft agenda for it to the board working group on internet governance. Asked them if they would be able to join us in the usual way for that meeting. So I haven't had a response yet, but I'm hopeful it doesn't clash with any board activities. I don't think it does on the Thursday, but I'll update you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Let's hope it doesn't, because that's our face-to-face meeting, and that's a major part of it is talking with the with the cross with the board working group on this. Right. So now the meat of today's call, the public meeting, and the public meeting at the moment, there's a link over to a draft agenda, which is effectively a copy of what I had sent to the mailing list about a week ago. With some proposals, if you want, on this. And on the mailing list, we got some responses from several people. I'm hoping that perhaps some people, well, I'm hoping that everyone has read those. And so one of the questions and comments and so on, the main idea being why internet governance is important for ICANN. There were some people that were effectively in support of this, but I'm reading through at the moment. I was just hoping. Let's just open the floor first for any feedback on this. I know that there was some response from Marilyn Cade, who felt that she felt it was she didn't find this to be totally useful. There are issues, risks, threats, and venues where these are presenting themselves. So she would suggest that we first identify the risks, the threats, and the issues, and then highlight where they are being actualized. So rather than going through the list of speakers as listed here with Tarek Kamel and Tatiana Tropina and Steve Del Bianco and Jimson and Arau, the idea would be to start first by identifying the issues and then going into them and saying, well, where are the issues likely to come up? That's the sort of substantial piece of feedback we received there. A town hall meeting is just an open meeting where everyone can participate. And I gather that means that the panelists are not there to just speak about what's been happening there. They effectively just there to relate to the audience. And then there was a feedback from Farzaneh as well, mentioning that, so she suggested that we change the title to Why is Participating in Fora that Discuss Internet Governance Issues Important for ICANN? A slightly different angle. I like the idea, but I feel that the name is a little long. You know, the question is a little long here. But effectively, we might be looking at two sides of the same coin as well. So, that's where we are. And I'd be interested in some feedback and some suggestions as to who we should have. There's been further feedback from Marilyn regarding Ambassador Coughlin's, Ambassador Fonseca, various potential speakers. You know, one of the problems, of course, is we always end up at the end of the day with the same speakers in the room. But at the same time, it doesn't seem to be that anybody else wants to stand forward and say, well, you know, I'd be really interested in speaking there and in taking a front row seat. So, starting with the title, I guess, are there any alternative titles that anybody wishes to suggest? Do we have a doc to look at? Yes, the doc is, so I'm going to put this on the chat. Well, that's interesting. It's not working.
It's not going on the chat. Do you want to mail it to me and I can put it up on the screen?
There we go. Now it's going on the chat. No, I'm not sure why it wasn't working. So, yeah, Deirdre, I don't know if you can share this on the screen somehow.
Yes, just please give me a moment. I'll get it up on the screen.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
So that's the current agenda page.
Some changes.
And so we have introduction, welcome, then an evolving internet political ecosystem with Tarek Kamel providing us with a good opening statement as what's happening out there. Notice that we're calling it internet political ecosystem. There has been some increased discussion regarding whether internet governance is the right term for ICANN. Apparently, some people absolutely don't even like the term internet governance as such. Without going into depth into this, so internet political ecosystem might be a good trade-off. And then going into the more detailed threats that have been identified there. But here, of course, we're not really looking at the issues. We're looking at the actual fora. So maybe with your assistance, if we could have a list of the threats and put them in what fora of those threats, that could effectively put us with an agenda that works well. Okay, the floor is open, and I'm not seeing anybody put their hand up at the moment. I gather you're all digesting this as we go along. Any thoughts? Well, let's proceed then stage by stage. Are we okay with a title?
Yes.
Great. Somebody has opened their mouth. That's really nice. Thank you, Nigel. Okay, I see Sridip as well is saying yes on this. So that's the first one. So why is internet participating in internet governance important in important for ICANN? Or internet, what was the wider thing? Internet, participating in the internet political ecosystem important for ICANN. How about that? So why is internet all right. Why is participating in the internet political ecosystem important for ICANN? If you're okay with this, then you can indicate this either by putting a yes or a green tick. That would be helpful. At least I get some feedback. A green tick from Judith. Sridhar, thank you. Acknowledged. Is anybody, let me just ask the other way. I can see some yeses at the moment, some ayes in the house. How about anybody that disagrees, or would you have a... an alternative, anybody with an alternative title? Or just that you don't like this one? Put a big red cross. Or text me, or put your hand up, whichever. I don't see anybody objecting. So, okay, so the title is there. And now we've got the two ways, either looking at the threat, so identifying specific threats, and then pointing out in what fora these threats are, or going through each one of the different fora and each time speaking about the threats in those fora. So that's a sort of A or B system. The A system is to have the list of threats and showing in what fora they're being discussed. And the B plan is to have the list of the different fora as they currently are on the screen, so end of CSTD discussions, ITU processes, WIPO processes, and World Trade Organization, and to list the threats or discuss the threats in each one of these organizations. A or B? Or if you wish to propose an alternative, then put your hand up, please. So, Alan Greenberg, you have the floor.
I don't much care which it is. I would prefer not to see the word threat used. You know, something indicating that these may cause a change in relationships or whatever, but threat, I just have a negative connotation that I don't like advertising in an agenda.
Okay, so how about using the word issues then?
I could live with it. It doesn't quite convey what we're talking about. We want to say threat, but we don't want to say the word. We want to simply say these are, and I can't come up with the right noun right now. Maybe someone else will have an idea.
Challengers?
Yes, that's much better. It's not as negative anyway.
Okay. Thank you for this, Alan. So I'm putting on the chat your choice of A or B. I've noticed that Nigel has written he would prefer B. So A is starting with the challengers and listing what fora they're being discussed in, and B is starting with a different fora and then listing the challenges in each.
Ah, sorry, this is Olivia, this is Nigel. I got it the wrong way around then, so I prefer A.
Aha. So you're starting with the issues and then listing what fora they're discussed in. Okay.
I think that makes more sense, because there might be some challenges which, you know, there aren't necessarily a four, or the four is more generic, and so I think it makes more sense to do that. Or there might be several four. Yeah.
Thank you for this, Nigel. I note that Shridip has also selected A. I gather that this idea was proposed by Marilyn Cates, so I believe that she would also be going for A. Anyone else? I'd be interested in seeing A or B. A, we start with the, and welcome Christopher on this, competing for airtime with Mrs. May. Yes, unfortunately, the wrong time for us to speak, but it's fine. This is more important than this Brexit stuff. So I see Greg Shatton selecting A as well, starting with issues and listing what fora they're being discussed in. Okay, I can only see A at the moment, so let's then move on and let's get starting with the issues. Let's start going and list them. So, I guess to start us off, the easy one is the distribution of IP address blocks. Is that well summarized? Quite an issue. The A's indeed have it, Greg, yes. So what issues are there? What challenges are there at the moment that relate directly to ICANN? Certainly put a few down, but I'd be interested in having a bit more participation here. I know it's early. I know it's Friday as well. It's early and late at the same time. Christopher Wilkinson.
Hello, good afternoon. Christopher Wilkinson for the record. I apologize for late arrival, and I'm not quite sure that what I'm about to say addresses the question that you've asked. Look, in my recent experience, the major issue between ICANN and the rest of the world is going to be geographical names at the top level. Geographical names are not generic. They're very specific to the communities and locations that use them, and they cannot be expropriated by a TLD process. Furthermore, I would go so far as to say that the registry for a geographical name should absolutely be prohibited from selling premium names at a profit. The rent for a name at the second level must accrue to the registrant, not to the registrar or the registry. Some of you know that I've gone out on a bit of a limb here. I have, with great relief, relinquished my position as co-leader of TW5 for the simple reason that I feel it's absolutely important that significant political changes result in ICANN in order to avoid a future conflict between the ICANN decision-making process and the views of most of the world as to the justice of their own rights to their own geographical names.
Thank you, Christopher. Now, may I ask, it's Olivia speaking, may I ask, in what fora are geographical names being discussed outside of ICANN, if at all? Because we are bearing in mind, we're looking here effectively as where some of these debates are being held that could affect ICANN at the end of the day. At WIPO? Okay. Thank you, Nigel, for this. So we can certainly add this. All right.
Well, Greg, this is Christopher again. First of all, I don't see
just
the
go
queue.
Ahead, Christopher.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm
yes.
Greg first.
Finish with this.
Greg.
And now we cannot hear Christopher. Okay. Let's move to Greg Shatton, please. And Christopher, at the moment, we're unable to hear you. I don't know why. Okay, and we've lost Greg as well. Greg Shatton?
Excuse me, I'm for interrupting. Nigel, can you hear us? Can you speak, please, if you hear us?
Yes, why? Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, it seems that Christopher and Greg have both been...
They both appear to have dropped for some reason. Yeah,
and I can
the...
see Christopher speaking, but I do not...
Yeah, this sometimes happens with Adobe Connect when the connection doesn't work too well, and one speaks and then it doesn't go anywhere. It seems to be silent at that point. Okay, well, that's a pity. So, okay, right. Let's go back then to the challenges. Distribution of IP address blocks. The second one I certainly have seen is the coordination of the domain names. The third one being the geographical names, which takes place at WIPO. Nigel, perhaps you can help us on this. So the distribution of IP address blocks, that's being primarily discussed in ITU, I've seen, certainly. I can't remember if it's a WTDC or a WTSA or whichever one of those was it that was constantly had proposals from some of our best democracies asking for country internet registries.
Yes, it was WTSA, but it's quite likely to come back at the plenipotentiary in one form or another. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll put it also plenipot as well. And the coordination of the of domain names. Now, first I see Greg Shatton back with his hand up. So, Greg, you have the floor. And I cannot hear Greg at the moment. Can anybody hear Greg? And we seem to have some real problems. Greg, I'm afraid we're not able to hear you, so perhaps if you can select the little handset and ask to connect your phone and it will dial out to you whatever number you give. It will call the number automatically and put you on the call, because it seems that Adobe Connect doesn't work today on this system. We certainly have heard Christopher in the past, but then we stopped hearing him.
It's not working.
Oh, that's not very good at the moment. And Greg says, Judith, Christopher, and I can hear each other. Oh, dear. So now we have the bridge, which has gone into mute. Could we please unmute the bridge? I think it's the 408 number that needs to stop muting or something. Deirdre?
I'm here. I just don't know how to unmute a bridge. I don't know. I haven't done anything to it, so... Unmute all users.
Oh dear, now the bridge is gone, just what we needed.
Remove audio rights from all show individual engagement, show everyone's status.
How come we can still hear each other? Well, some of
because
us.
Because we're dialed in, so we've asked for a dial out or we've dialed in, so we're on one system, and the Adobe Connect is the other system if you're dialed into the Adobe Connect via the computer.
One second, I'm getting IT on the line.
Oh dear. Really sorry about this.
I did hear something going on about, I cannot hear.
Well, my IT says they all have to reconnect. They have to hang up and dial back in. He cannot
force them
back
to reconnect.
The system.
No audio, yeah. Sorry about this. Can you hear me?
So, I can hear you. Nigel, I'm sure, can hear you as well. But
yeah. So all the people who have a phone next to them can hear each other, but the ones that don't have a phone cannot hear us, and we cannot hear them. So can we...
He says if they're getting cut off, it's most likely a connection issue on their end. That's about 90% of the case cases.
But the bridge seems to have cut off. Is that the 408 number that you had mentioned?
It's still there, the 408 number. I don't see that it's cut off.
So are you suggesting that everyone on the phone bridge hang up and dial in again? Is that...
That's correct. That's what I said to him, all eight people, and he said yes.
Okay, so I can certainly do that now. I'll do that now.
Jim is on the bridge. The system rebooted. Hello, Judith. You can hear us? Mary, yet no audio.
All right, I'll be a guinea pig and hang up and dial again. It's Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
It's Alan. Which side am I on now?
You're still on our side.
Well, that side.
And I presume Judith and others cannot hear me.
Judith is typing. Alan, this is Jim. I had Adobe give me a dial-out, and I can hear you fine. So I don't know what zone I'm in. I may be in the third.
That's what I just did also.
But since
I did it through Adobe, I thought that maybe I was going to be on the Adobe side again after the drop. But
yeah, so I've come out and I've come back in, and I've selected the Adobe line, and it's dial out basically. So it's dialed out for me, and you can hear me again.
Olivier, I think you have two choices. Adjourn, cancel, end the meeting, or restart the Adobe Connect room, and everyone has to dial back in again.
I think we have to. Can we just restart the Adobe Connect room, please? So let's just kick everyone. So let me just tell this.
Okay.
Will you be able to do that, Deirdre, if you reboot it? Because you haven't got the codes, do you?
Well, I'm checking into this right now.
Yeah, we got the codes.
Thank you for asking.
That's the other fun part. I'm really sorry about this, everyone. It's just one of these situations. It seems that all the people who ask for a dial-out can talk to each other. But if you select connect via the computer, then you're not able to do so. It doesn't work.
But Judith says she's
just
connecting.
Let me try and go to the other channel and tell those people. So I'll disconnect my phone here, and I'm going to go into the
right.
Ruby.
It should be on a...
Still nothing from Judith. Okay, so I think we're going to try to restart the line. What I have the option of doing is exit Adobe Connect, and then maybe I can re-enter Adobe Connect, or should I end meeting completely?
If you can restart it, I would suggest end meeting and let's start do a fresh start.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just inform everybody before I sign off.
Thank you.